The agenda of our public hearings, and thank you all again for being here today. You will have the opportunity to speak during the public hearings as long as you follow the rules and regulations of our commission. And speaking of those rules, I will turn your attention, please, to Mr. Robertson, who will read the rules with us, for us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled on the Sussex County Planning, before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission is shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County's deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Under the commission's longstanding rules, that includes the observation of appropriate dress standards and the prohibition against attire that may distract from these proceedings. Please do not distract from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we do ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of an application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to an application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we do ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chair also has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. After the public has had an opportunity to speak, the applicant shall have 5 minutes to provide a rebuttal if necessary. This time shall not be used to restate or summarize the presentation previously provided. After that, there will be no further testimony, presentation, or submission by the applicant or the public unless requested or permitted by the commission. No direct questioning or cross-examination of an applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. During any presentation during the public hearings, it shall be the responsibility of any person using the county's electronic media in the room to navigate or advance or reverse through that media. Sussex County staff will not navigate through any such media on a presenter's behalf. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about an application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Madam Chair.